The story of Samuel, 1 Samuel 1 through 3 and 7 through 8. Samuel is born.
A certain man from Ramathaim in the hill country of Ephraim was named Elkanah. He was the son of Jeroham. Jeroham was the son of Elihu. Elihu was the son of Tohu. Tohu was the son of Zuph. Elkanah belonged to the family line of Zuph. Elkanah lived in the territory of Ephraim. Elkanah had two wives. One was named Hannah. The other was named Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah didn't. Every time the day came for Elkanah to offer a sacrifice, he would give a share of the meat to his wife Peninnah. He would also give a share to each of her sons and daughters. But he would give two shares of meat to Hannah. That's because he loved her. He also gave her two shares because the Lord had kept her from having children. Peninnah teased Hannah to make her angry. She did it because the Lord had kept Hannah from having children. Peninnah teased Hannah year after year. Every time Hannah would go up to the house of the Lord, Elkanah's other wife would tease her. She would keep doing it until Hannah cried and wouldn't eat. Her husband, Elkanah, would speak to her.
Hannah, why are you crying? Why don't you eat? Why are you so angry and unhappy? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
One time, when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. The priest Eli was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. Hannah was very bitter. She sobbed and sobbed. She prayed to the Lord. She made a promise to him.
Lord, you rule over all. Please see how I'm suffering. Show concern for me. Don't forget about me. Please give me a son. If you do, I'll give him back to you. Then he will serve you all the days of his life. He'll never use a razor on his head. He'll never cut his hair.
As Hannah kept on praying to the Lord, Eli watched her lips. She was praying in her heart. Her lips were moving, but she wasn't making a sound. Eli thought Hannah...